May 18th Plan Commission meeting come to order. Mr. Sumlet, please call the roll.
Mayor Olson.
Here.
Commissioner Hogan.
Here.
Commissioner Leon.
Here.
Commissioner Haley.
Excuse me.
City Engineer Morrow.
Here.
Alderman D'Andrea.
Here.
Commissioner Fowler.
Here. We have a quorum. Please rise and join the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Item B, approval of the minutes of the regular meeting of May 4th. Any additions or corrections? Is there a motion to approve?
So moved.
Come on, folks.
Second.
I wasn't there.
I wasn't either.
Second.
Oh, that's okay. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. Move on to item C1, public hearing for Down and Cheesy direct selling establishment. Would like to operate a food truck at Rawson Pub. Mr. Sumwalt.
Notice is hereby given that the Plan Commission of the City of Franklin will conduct a public hearing on Thursday, May 18th, 2017 at 7 o'clock p.m. or as soon thereafter as the matter may be heard in the Council Chambers at Franklin City Hall, 9229 West Loomis Road, Franklin, Wisconsin, 53132. To your public comment regarding an application by Susan C. Van Erden, owner/operator of Down and Cheesy LLC, for a special use under Standard Industrial Classification, Title Number 5963, Direct Selling Establishments, to allow for a food truck business use upon the Rawson Pub property zoned B2 General Business District, located at 5621 West Rawson Avenue.
Ms. Van Erden is listening very intently. Mr. Fuchs, the highlights, please.
So the applicant is requesting to locate the food truck at Rawson Pub. The food truck will be stored at this property and will be the applicant's home base location for the storage of the truck and for licensing purposes. They are not proposing to sell food. They would travel to other locations to do that throughout southeastern Wisconsin. The approval is set up. If they do decide to sell this location, they would just be required to submit a minor site plan amendment application. Otherwise, staff is recommending approval.
This is a public hearing. I will open a public hearing. Anyone wishing to speak on this matter? Is there anyone wishing to speak? Seeing none, I will close the public hearing. Questions from the commission? Questions from the commission? Seeing none, is there a motion to recommend approval of a resolution imposing conditions and restrictions for the approval of a special use for a food truck business use upon the Rawson Avenue Pub property located at 5621 West Rawson?
So moved. Seconded.
Discussion on that motion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Hold on. 2 weeks, County Council's got to approve it. Just so you know. Item C2, public hearing on Newman Development for a multifamily development on the property we all know as the Southbrook Church property. Mr. Sumwell. That's you, Warren.
Notice is hereby given that the Common Council of the City of Franklin will conduct a public hearing on Tuesday, June 6th, 2017 at 6:30 p.m. or as soon thereafter as the matter may be heard in the Common Council Chambers at the Franklin City Hall, 9229 West Loomis Road, Franklin, Wisconsin, 53132, to hear public comment regarding a proposed ordinance to amend the City of Franklin 2025 Comprehensive Master Plan to change the future land use map use designation for two properties located at approximately 9733 South 76th Street from commercial use to residential multifamily use and areas of natural resource features use, Newman Developments, Inc. applicant. The properties which are subject to this application bear tax key number 896-999-9007 and 896-999-9008, consisting of approximately 15.04 acres of land. Tax key number 896-999-9008 and approximately 2.73 acres of land.
There's two items on this agenda. This particular one is public hearing regarding the rezoning. There is also
Mayor, that notice was for the comp plan amendment application. The public hearing for the comp plan amendment will actually be at the Common Council. There is a rezoning public hearing notice that we will read, and that's the public hearing that will be before the Plan Commission.
Mr. Sumwalt. Wasn't my mistake this time.
Notice is hereby given that the Plan Commission of the City of Franklin will conduct a public hearing on Thursday, May 18th, 2017 at 7 o'clock p.m. or soon thereafter as the matter may be heard in the Common Council Chambers of Franklin City Hall, 9229 West Loomis Road, Franklin, Wisconsin, 53132, to hear public comment regarding the application by Newman Developments, Inc. for approval of an ordinance to amend the Unified Development Ordinance zoning map to rezone two parcels of land from BP Business Park District to R8 Multiple Family Residence District for the property located approximately 9733 South 76th Street, bearing tax key numbers 896-999-9007 and 896-999-9008, and is more particularly described in the public hearing, or in the legal description from the public hearing.
So now that it's on record that I don't listen to or read those public hearings, there's two matters here, and we are hearing on the rezoning map.
The rezoning, correct. And just to note, in the first notice that was read regarding the future land use, there is a correction to that notice. The existing future land use is business park. The notice stated commercial, but it is business park. The proposed land use in the notice is correct, though.
Okay, Mr. Fuchs.
So you're aware, this is a request for rezoning from Business Park to, excuse me, R8, Multiple Family Residence District, and the land use would be amended to Business Park, from Business Park to Residential Multifamily. Newman Developments is submitting these applications in anticipation of a development consisting of 28 lots, and each lot would contain a side-by-side duplex, so it'd be 56 units total. If these applications are approved, the applicant will come back and they'll have to submit a preliminary plat and final plat application for the specific development. Staff is recommending denial of both requests. Staff for this particular parcel does not believe it's the highest and best use. As planned, we think there's potential for future commercial uses, since it has direct access to 76th Street. It's nearby Ryan Road and 76th Street, which has higher traffic count, existing infrastructure, which could lend for future commercial development further south as well. This area was also noted in the Franklin First Development Plan as one of the better locations for non-residential development. Just add the lands adjacent to this property are also planned for non-residential, either commercial or business park. So that's to the south, north, south, east, and west are all proposed non-residential, and staff feels this would impact those uses as well. So we are recommending denial. With that said, the Economic Development Commission and the Community Development Authority reviewed the future land use of this area as a whole, and they did not find a need to retain the land for future business park purposes.
Well said. That didn't hurt.
A little bit.
A public hearing. I'll open a public hearing on this matter. Is there anyone wishing to speak? Come forward on this planned change to the zoning district. Please come forward. Give us your name and address. Let us know what you have to say. Yes, sir. Good evening.
Good evening. Joe Holderman, 8032 West Oakwood Road. I guess that'd be the neighboring farm to the Schweitzer proposed development here on Oakwood Road. I guess I have a number of concerns. It's my understanding Newman Development would pay for any sewer or water extension south of Ryan Road. Is that my understanding correct?
Yes, but the utility would pay for the oversized cost. So, yes, but there's a cost involved in the city for the oversized cost.
Is the intent still to run down the proposed 8,000 block from Ryan Road with water? Is that my understanding?
Mr. City Engineer.
The proposal is to, at the extension of 80th Street, behind DPW, between DPW and Zurin, There is a water main that they're proposing to connect there and extend south to their development, both developments.
Would there be a need for easements for that sort of thing?
They will need an easement, yes.
Would Newman be paying for the easements?
It's up to the developer to pay for those, yes, and acquire them.
Do we know where the easements would be asked of the homeowners, which properties?
It's up to them to find the route. It could be on either side, east or west of the property line. So,
would there be additional taxes charged to the property owners for the water running down that area on the tax bills?
Mr. City Engineer.
As proposed, you not be assessed. Would it make your property more expensive or higher value to possibly increase your taxes? That could be.
I guess the reason I ask is the Rhine Creek Interceptor runs through my land. It was promised that there would never be tax, and I pay $700 a year tax on that. And I guess I'm not real happy with that, to be honest with you. Personally, I think the business park is a better idea. I think the intent is to lower taxes. A subdivision, I guess, short-term would lower taxes. Sooner or later, there would be a need for schools. And we all know school tax is the majority of our taxes. And lastly, if Newman Development, I guess if this goes through, I have a huge concern with stormwater. I make a living off my land. And when the Rhine Creek Interceptor went through, I'm sure everybody here knows me, and I was not happy. Super X contracting, they thought by putting up a silt fence that they were perfectly legal, and they had their pumps running in my farm fields every day, day and night, and it flooded my crop. And I can't have that again. And I'm pleading with you people, if this goes through, there has to be detention ponds in here, and I don't want some drains running onto my property.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. Good questions, too. Anyone else wishing to speak? Anyone else? Seeing no one else rise, I will close the public hearing on this particular property. Questions from the commission? Commissioner Leone.
Mr. Fuchs, could you please elaborate on the factors of why this is considered better for non-residential uses than residential?
I mean, as I said, it's has much to do, I think, with the location, being off an arterial, 76th Street, its proximity to Rhine and 76th Street, which will likely develop non-residential, and that could build south. It also, the comprehensive master plan played a part in staff's decision. If developed non-residential, a big goal of that plan was the 70-30 goal. So if it would develop non-residential, it would contribute to that.
I tend to agree with the staff's recommendation and just wanted some elaboration on it.
You missed the discussion the hour earlier regarding this, but okay. Commissioner Fowler.
Nick, what's the current percentage of business and commercial development in Franklin?
Mr. Hertzberg.
I don't have a number for
you. It's under 30%. Well under 30%?
I wouldn't say more.
Okay. But it's under 30%. Now, if we take out 27th Street and High 100, which is goes High 100, that business pays for the Oak Creek School District, and High 100 is paying the Whitnall School District, from my understanding. I want to make sure I'm correct with that. And if you look at the center portion of Franklin, because I served to help put together the master plan, one of my concerns, has always been one of my concerns, is as we add more residential properties in that center core of the city, while it is, and it has a good use for that property, and I don't dispute that. My concern is we continue to add residential properties in an area where we need to have more business development. Now, the baseball commons, which I'm in full support of, is going to help toward that goal of getting businesses in, but again, it's going to be a TIF, so the residents won't see the benefits of their taxes for the school going down until a certain point. If we add 28 properties with duplexes, if apparently they have children, which is going to be a good thing for Franklin in the long run, there are other areas that the master plan had outlined for residential properties to be put in this area because, as when we had discussed this in the past, I went back and looked at some of the notes we took when we put together the master plan. The proximity of Highway 100, 76, and Ryan all would make this, in the future, a very excellent area for a business park. So I'm concerned, as is Commissioner Leon, about the fact that I'm concerned about putting another residential area in the midst of what all around it was going to be commercial and business park. That's going to make it difficult, because when residents move in, they don't want to see light industry, or they don't want to see some of those other aspects move in near their neighborhood, because they fear for their property values. So that's my concern, and I'm also tending to side with staff that this is not the best in use for this property at this time, unless someone can convince me otherwise.
Mr. Hertzberg. For everybody's benefit, this is Aaron Hertzberg. He's our Director of Economic Development.
Certainly, some of the statements there are accurate. I think the sense of the conversation when the EDC and the CEA took the issue up was to determine these properties specifically, is there potential use for business park uses? And the sense from both of those groups was no. There was also a sense that to increase commercial development along major corridors, thinking further north of this property along Ryan Road where it is rezoned for commercial, we need to add rooftops. We need additional rooftops within the city to create demand for commercial development. There are also other areas that were deemed more appropriate for commercial development, including 36 and 100, as well as sections further south along Highway 36, who we reference as Area G, South Ryan Road. In that area. And so the sense was that there are other sections of the city that are appropriate for commercial, and there's value in retaining those areas for commercial. But this area specifically, adding the rooftops in this area would bring us closer to our goals to actually achieving commercial development. And I'll remind folks that, that there's a proposal now for residential. There is no other proposal for commercial development. There's been no market interest, to my knowledge, in this area for commercial development. Car counts on 76th Street in this area are around 6,000 cars a day, which is not high at all. Typically, for retail development, you're looking north of 25,000, 30,000 for that to be realistic. I think there's hope that in the long term we'll see more of that commercial development along that section of Ryan Road. But again, more rooftops is going to help bring that to fruition.
Well, time out. Nick, can you zoom out? Give me all the way to 7th. More. I'll pull it down. Click and hold and go down. Pull down. Click and hold and pull down. Thank you. Stop. Zoom out a little bit more. Other way. Your other route.
Where are you trying to zoom into?
I want to see Loomis in 76. Okay, that'll work. More than what I want. But, so let me do this a little different than Aaron. Since the comprehensive master plan, since taking the report, et cetera, we've spent a lot more time and effort on this area here for business park, which all of those reports in the comprehensive master plan says perfect business park. We spend lots of time here for industrial park, and we're now seeing interest. And that's all I'll say about that. This area, specifically the two parcels north of Ryan, the one parcel on the east of 76th, the O'Malley property, those properties are eminently developable in terms of being vacant. But the only activity we've seen is on this parcel, and it's always been... All right, we'll move on. Arguably, the retail corridor is right here, the retail center of the city. And we've spent almost $100,000 trying to attract retail development from here for both sides of the street, for down the street, and... We've even talked about this area here, which is what we call the crossroads. The issue that we find on every discussion with a retailer is, have no housetops. Look at here. Look at here. All of this. All of this. All of that. All of that. All of that. Empty. As opposed to what we have 2 miles north of us, which is Southridge. So in order for us to develop the amenities that we are being demanded of by our constituents, which is retail and service economy, we need to increase the density. Now, we can do some of that here, a little bit here, but this is commercial here. This is commercial here and here and here. County land, that's a quarry, golf course, county land, county land, county land, county land, county land. So we have less area available for, in my view, residential than we do for commercial. The other comment we get when we're talking about this particular area, for those of you in the audience, that's the old Meyer store, Target, Wally World, is we can support it financially with the demographics in this area and this area, but there is no demographics south and west. That's why there's a reluctance to develop that corner right there. So, 56 condominiums and 72 housing units down here would be a great assistance. Now, Commissioner Fowler, you mentioned school district and children. People don't know this, but they need 5% growth annually in their census, in the school-age children census, to maintain their state aids. So they need to add people. And the rhetorical question I ask all of you is, how much new residential have we put in this city in the last 8 years? End of lecture. Thank you. Anyone else?
If I may, Mayor.
Yes, Commissioner Leone, of course.
To ask a little bit further, you pose a question rhetorically. Do we have some numbers on that, on the residential additions that we've had? I've been on the commission for less than a year. We have had some smaller requests in different areas, and you outlined the different areas there earlier. But roughly, in the past 8 years or whatever time period, how much have we added to residential? Because as I understand it, we're below the 70-30 goal, right, in terms of non-residential. So we have the residential requirements for the CMP and then some to support some of this. I get what you're saying with the areas in the city, but what are, you know, roughly the numbers in terms of adding residential in whatever time period, 8 years, 10 years, whatever you choose.
Okay, I'll do that for you. This is Whispering Woods, I think is the name of the subdivision. It was platted in 2007, 15 home sites. How many? 22 home sites on cul-de-sacs. That's sold out. I think there might be one or two lots. Essentially, it's done. Avia and the Tuckaway condominiums went belly up. We split off that. You were on the Plan Commission at the time. We made the western half single family.
Right.
We've since seen development of the last pads for condominiums. I think there may be one left. So that's done. That prior to my coming on in as mayor, that was it.
What about Ballpark Commons? That has some residential piece of it, right?
Prior to me coming on as mayor, that was it. Okay. Nothing on the south side. I expect Bernice Buse to do her thing. She didn't do anything. So I became mayor. You and I approved 11 lots here. I want to say 11 might be.
Evergreen, it's about 12.
Shovels yet to hit the ground. Prior to me coming on as mayor, there was a small six-lot subdivision here. Carrick's, somebody's, just off of Ryan Road. All done.